Suna, bitte. I think I have nothing to add what Lynn said yesterday and what Anno quoted now, therefore I can be short. Thank you very much. Because he said everything about composition. No? And when I speak today about composition of music, maybe people in the room think this is too difficult for me, but I think that everybody of you know intrinsically what I mean. For example, yesterday you heard Lynn speaking. Tomorrow you will be at home again, and somebody of your friends will ask you, how was your conference at the weekend? And what did LaRouche was telling the audience? Now you are urged to present your friend an idea. Now you start to paint a picture in the imagination of your friend. Normally you don't start with boring things. You must get the attention of the listener from the beginning. You must concentrate on the important things. You will lose the attention if you suddenly start to speak about not necessary aspects of thoughts during your speaking are striking you. And to organize somebody means to create a new thought object, a new Geistesmasse in your mind and in the mind with whom you have the dialogue. Therefore, I think everybody of you are in the daily organizing people have an experience of composition. No? Because the method of Bach composed in the language of music is nothing else. Now, if you develop a musical idea, you must learn the language. If you want to write a poem like Pushkin in Russian language, you must learn the language and you must be free in using the language. You are not writing a poem with a dictionary in your hand. And to come back to music, language is music or music is a language. No, the whole music in the development must be considered from the singing voice and his characteristics. Music must perceive first through your senses, your ear. But you have another ear. In German language, you call it the inner ear. This inner ear you must educate. What does it mean? For example, if you know the European hymn, the Ode an die Freude von Ludwig van Beethoven, and if I would play for you the theme, and then if I would ask you to write down the theme, then you know what you really heard, you are able to write down. Therefore, to have educate your thinking, musical thinking, and this means also that from the education of yourself, the first important thing before you start learning an instrument is to start to sing. Now, to start to sing intervals. What the French members did yesterday evening with the do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. Now, that you hear on the one side an interval and you are able to reproduce this interval after you are able to think it and then to produce it. No? Therefore, you must always think everything before you play it on an instrument or you sing it. And this is a very important thing for the education of yourself before you go in further steps. But I don't want to speak too much about it because I have only a few minutes. No? Therefore, let's do something what to learn from Johann Sebastian Bach. I play for you a fuga, a fugue. And maybe in the room there are many people who doesn't know what is a fugue. No? Therefore, I will present to you a fugue from the well-tempered piano from Bach, from the book number 2 in G minor, and only to listen what it means. No? You will hear a theme, no? Which Bach is then presenting you in three different voices. No, and then you will see a development of this theme through a longer period, and then it comes to an end. No? But only for you to listen to it, you will hear this theme again and again and again. I play it for you. I play ship for you now with the CD, with Andra ship, the same tube, but only to listen and listen to this theme when it comes again and again and again. No? And later I will say something about it. It was like a drama. No? And Forkel, who wrote about Bach, he saw his voices like individuals talking with one another. If there were three, then one of them could fall silent from time to time and listen to the others until that voice had something appropriate to say again. Like in this piece, it is a three-voice fuga. But suddenly, in the middle of the piece, another guy comes on the stage and it becomes a four-voice fuga. No? For the experienced listener, he could hear this. No? And as Lynn was saying this about a composition in the discussion with our Californian people, so this entire composition is one idea, is not a succession of ideas, it's one idea, and this one idea is a contrapuntal idea which makes it as a unity. No? And this you heard in this piece. But now I want to present for you a fugue from the book Art of the Fugue from Johann Sebastian Bach, his last work. Now, this was his legacy, where he put everything together which he has done in his life. And I was listening to this fugue, and in this fugue you have a specialty. Now, and this I will show to you before you listen to it.
tenor voice.
Fugues of Mozart and Beethoven, other people in this time. I never saw this, that these four voices of a fugue was presented in such a way. Two voices as theme and the other voices as the inversion. And therefore you will listen to this fugue from the Art of the Fugue now with a CD first before I tell you something more. Number five. I think you got the idea. There was a unity in the whole. There was no break. It was a development. This was change in every moment. No? And I was not enthusiastic, but begeistered, yeah, about this. That I said to me, okay, I will do the same. No? Write a fuge like Bach wrote this fuge. No? Because the speciality is now with this fuge. that you have more or less have two themes. You have the theme and you have the inversion. And in the elaboration of the theme, you have a problem if you stress the theme or the inversion. Therefore, you must have a theme which you can conduct in a way like twins. Therefore, you must be able also, like Bach is doing in this piece, because without going in detail of this piece of Bach, now you have to more or less mesh the two themes together like gears. No? And therefore, I was thinking, yeah, what theme you can develop which is able to do this? Therefore, you see that a musical composition is not starting with a theme, and then you go on, and suddenly you will have something. Like Beethoven had no time to write a symphony, therefore he wrote his fifth symphony because it's only the theme with two tones, and then he was finished everything. No? That is not like a composition is developed. No? To make it short, no, I found a theme which is able to do this. No? And I will show this. I can play for you. Thank you. later in this of time, I have only 3 minutes left. It's better I play a fugue for you and you listen what I did with this. Put both together, theme and inversion, and also to find an end. Like my speech will have an end in a few minutes. Now, like also a piece like this must have an end, not as Helga stressed yesterday, that the romantics have never an end. If you talk on the book table, again and again, and a half hour with some guy without finding an end, you will have no result. Therefore, you must also, the organizing, come to an end. The idea must, in all parts, the unity must in everything you want to present to somebody. Therefore, the same is musical composition. Better is. You hear? What's the answer? Better you hear without looking. And you saw that I tried to keep the unity in the character in the whole piece and not changing it. No? And I derived the counterpoints, the other voices, from the theme. And then I kept the whole character. I tried to keep it, no? Like Bach is doing this. But I can take the same theme with a different character of the other voices, and then this theme has a different power of development. I play you only the introduction of the same theme as a normal fugue without inversion, but only the introduction of the four voices. Now you hear the theme in the four voices, but the other voices are giving the whole thing a different character. No? Nummer zwei. So you see that music is not to have a nice melody. No? You have, like in this fugue, to have a theme which, like a word, in the different setting has a different meaning and gets a different meaning and increasing the power, like in an irony. No? If you have a word, like Anov did before with this irony, if you put things in different settings, then you have a different, you are receiving the same idea in a different way. No? And therefore you have development and you must be concentrated to have change in every moment. No? And with this I will end, because better to end now.